Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His companions, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. Dear brothers, I'd like first to beg of you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to accuse Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, His religion, and His Quran for any nonsense that I say. For I am the source of this nonsense, not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His book, His religion, and His messenger. It is because of my lack of knowledge, it is because of my ignorance, but any word of wisdom that I say, it is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He, His Prophet, His religion, and His book get full credit for this word of wisdom. Today we're going to take one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a new name called Al-Wasi'. Al-Wasi', the most wide. This is the simplest translation of this name, a translation that fits the simple mind of a Bedouin guy who lives in the desert. That's how he understands it. That's how he sees it. Wasa, big, can contain anything and can contain everything. It's that simple to that guy. And this name is really amazing and mysterious in this particular issue. That it is simple enough to exceed the simple mind of any simple person, and it is sophisticated enough to exceed the sophistication of any sophisticated person. So it is always exceeding from both directions. And the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes it more simple in the Quran by describing His mercy as wasi', mercy. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ, that my mercy can contain anything and everything. The worst crime ever that you can think of, the mercy of Allah can contain that crime. There is no crime bigger than the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With repentance, anything is forgiven. And the Prophet kept giving us examples, the guy who killed the 99, and he made them 100. And even Jibreel alayhi salam was telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if you see me pumping the water in the throat of the Pharaoh when he was drowning, and I was pumping it so quickly so that it will choke him and he dies before the mercy of Allah will reach him. So you imagine the Pharaoh with all the evil things that he did, killing a person to the Pharaoh, killing is just like squishing an ant. I mean, it's as easy as squishing ants. Kill all baby boys, yell. You know, he doesn't care. I mean, human life to him has no value at all. Just imagine how much corruption, how much evil he has produced on the face of the earth. He was repenting when he was drowning. As Allah reported in Surah Hud, He said, حتى إذا أدركه الغرق, when he was drowning, قال آمنت بالذي آمنت به بنو إسرائيل وأنا من المسلمين. I have believed in the Lord that the children of Israel has believed in, and I am from the Muslims. The answer is, because Jibreel alayhi salam was doing a good job bumping water into his throat before the mercy of Allah arrives to him, so he did not get the mercy of Allah. And the next verse says, a reply from Allah to his repentance, a reply for Allah, from Allah to that Pharaoh, الْآنَ وَقَدْ عَصَيْتَ قَبْلُ وَكُنْتَ مِنَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Now, and you have been a disobedient person before, and you have been spreading corruption left and right. فَالْيَوْمَ نُنَجِّيكَ بِبَدَنِكَ لِتَكُونَ لِمَنْ خَلْفَكَ آيَةٌ. Today I'm going to save your body so that it becomes a sign to the people who come after you. It becomes a living teaching lesson to the one who come before you. You are saying, I am the highest Lord. Here is the highest Lord. Nothing but a dead body preserved with the power of Allah to be an example of the one who will come after him and pretend to be claim the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the highest God. He wanted his memory to be an everlasting memory by building the pyramids. So every time you go to Egypt, you see the pyramids, you remember the Pharaoh. So Allah said, fine, your memory will be everlasting memories. Anybody in this world knows the Pharaoh because of the pyramid, right? So, okay, your memories are everlasting memories, and on the top of that, your body as well are going to make it last as well. That's from me, okay? But why? As a good thing or as a bad thing? As a good example or as a bad example? As a bad example. So he meant it as a good everlasting memory. Allah turned it around and he made it a bad everlasting memory. But anyway, the mercy of Allah was about to contain him. But Jibreel alayhi salam, he was so angry with him that he pumped the water quickly in his throat before his repentance reached to a level that is will make the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala contain his evil deeds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to describe his knowledge as wasi' knowledge. Wallahu wasi'un alim. In the twin names that end most of the verses in the Quran, Allah ends them with twin names. Two of his names. Azizun Hakim, Ra'ufun Halim, Wasi'un Alim. Those twin names mean a lot. So look at this, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing his knowledge as wasi' knowledge. The knowledge that is infinite knowledge. It doesn't have boundaries. It doesn't have limits. It doesn't have ending. So to the sophisticated mind, the mathematician, or to the person who have basic education nowadays, the wasi' means infinity. Boundaryless. Limitless. Infinity. Allah himself is the infinity, and he creates a lot of infinite creations. So, as the Prophet ﷺ advised us, he said, don't think about Allah himself in terms of how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look like, or where is he and how is he and all of this. For if you do that, you are going through the path of destruction. You will not be able to, and then you will keep imagining things, and whatever you imagine, Allah is different. Anything that comes in your mind, Allah is different than it. So there is no way you can reach there. You're seeking the impossible. But think about the creation of Allah. For the creation of Allah is going to give you the message, okay? And it is comprehensible. It is possible for you to imagine and comprehend the creation. But it is impossible for you to comprehend and imagine the Creator. So Allah gives us a lot of examples about His name al-Wasi' and about the infinity, His nature, which is the infinity nature. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all created us to enjoy al-Wasi' more than anything else. To enjoy the infinity more than we enjoy anything else. The children of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes the greed of the human as infinite greed. We say it in our language, the sky is the limit. And even the sky is not the limit. We keep going. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the child of Adam, if he has a valley, okay, full of gold, he wants two. If he has two, he wants three. If he wants three, he wants four. And nothing will stop him. Because this is how it works. It's an infinite greed. Keeps going up and up and up and up and up. I mean, there is no limit to it. And this is our nature. Because our greed is infinite greed. And we don't enjoy other than infinite. Because Allah knows that, He said, your Jannah is infinite Jannah. Infinite in time. No end to it. Because He knows that this is, yeah, the word infinite is the key word. And in Arabic, this word, infinite length of time, is called Al-Khulud. Al-Khulud. Khalid. Khalid. Khulud means infinite. Infinite length of time. Doesn't end. Absolutely has no end. Keeps going and going and going and going without end. To comprehend that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us examples in this life of two kinds of infinity. The first kind of infinity is the circular infinity, or the cyclic infinity, a cycle, which is if you're going on a circle, or if you're going on an olive shape, or if you're going on a square, okay, you keep going and going and going. Will you ever reach to an end? No. Okay? It keeps repeating and repeating. And from this example, you have a lot. You have the example of the cycles of rain and then becoming evaporating, clouds, falling down, evaporating again, clouds, cycles of water, cycles of balance, so that the supply is equal to the demand, so that we survive, we stay alive. And we have examples of day and night, cycles, the earth rotating around the sun, keeps going and going and going, and the moon rotating around the earth, going, the years, the months, going and going and going. But what is so special about this kind of infinity is that it's boring infinity. It's boring. I mean, just imagine like the zoo is built in a circular shape, right? Here's the entrance, and then you keep going into the circle until you reach again to the exit. So you enter from here, and they tell you keep going around. Take a circle, first circle, second circle, and then when you're sick and tired, get out. Here's the exit. Why do you get sick and tired? Because the first cycle is exciting, you're seeing new things. And then the second cycle, what? You're so bored. Man, it's the same stuff over and over again, I'm tired. Get out. So that kind of infinity is not very impressive. What is so special about it is that it is not so impressive. And it's not the infinity that anybody wants. You don't want this, right? You don't want to make money and then lose the money, and make money and then lose the money. Be happy and become sad again. Like mood swings, cycles of mood. Today, oh, I feel good. Tomorrow is miserable. Today is good. Tomorrow is miserable. Today I'm rich. Tomorrow I'm poor. Who wants that? I mean, nobody wants this kind of infinite cycles. So these kind of infinity is not so impressive. And it's not the infinity that we're looking for. We're looking for the linear infinity. What is the linear infinity? If you keep going and going in an endless road, and everything you're meeting is new. If you keep going up, 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 this is the infinity that we want. If you go into a zoo, or if you go into an exciting place, or if you go down to a theme park that goes, you always keep going and going and going, seeing new things, new things, new things, new things. That is the infinity that we enjoy and we want. And that is the infinity of Jannah. The Prophet ﷺ describing Jannah, saying, every day the Jannah changes its clothes. So you see, the next day, okay, it's not cycle. The next day in Jannah, different homes, different rivers. I mean, what is this? It's different. And then in the next day, which is another cycle, okay, you see something different. So it is not circular anymore. It becomes linear, infinite linear. You keep going, 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 and doesn't end. You can't imagine how Jannah is. You know, keep going, keep going. It's not ending. And keep enjoying and keep enjoying. And we humans are created to enjoy the infinity and nothing less than the infinity. And this is how, you know, Adam was tricked by the shaitan. It was tricked because of the love of infinity. It was made to disobey Allah because of his love to the infinity. According to Surah Al-A'raf, the shaitan told him, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ Allah didn't forbid you from eating from this tree, okay? Except for these two reasons. The first reason, you will turn into angels. And then you will have an everlasting life. That was the key word. Khalidin. Now, to imagine that, Imagine that somebody puts you in Jannah and then he tells you, you go to Jannah 1 million years. 1 million years, then you start thinking, okay, then what happens after the 1 million years are over? You might laugh and say, wait a minute, I am the kind of a person who's going to say, I'll live now the 1 million years, and when the 1 million years ends, then I will worry about that. Yes, that is true in this life. Why? Because we have bigger problems, right? We have bigger problems to worry about. That becomes, worrying about what's going to happen after 1 million years becomes a joke. Yeah, but in a worry-free environment, such as Jannah, okay, where you don't have any worries at all, okay, then that becomes an issue. You know, yeah, it becomes an issue now, what happened after 1 million years. And this is what happened to Adam. That proves it, what happened to Adam, is that he has nothing to do in Jannah, he and Eve. So he started thinking about, okay, what is so special about that tree? And it occupied him. Wallah, if he goes to work from 8 to 5, and he's suffering the way we're suffering in this life, he's not going to ever worry about that tree. Who cares about that tree now? I have bigger problems to take care of. But because there's nothing to do, it's a worry-free environment. So yeah, at that time becomes a problem. What is going to happen to us after 1 million years? Then the shaitan comes and says, مَا نَهَاكُمَا رَبُّكُمَا عَنْ هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ إِلَّا أَن تَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ. Allah forbid you from this tree because if you eat from it, you have an ever infinity life. Infinity. Ah, yes. Now I don't have to worry about what is going to happen after 1 million years. Let me eat from the tree. And then, boom, you land on earth. You land on this earth where it's a boring infinity. Cycles. Cyclic infinity is not linear infinity anymore. Every day, until the guy says, سَئِمْتُ تَكَالِيفَ الْحَيَاةِ وَمَنْ يَعِشْ 80 عَامًا لَا حَوْلَ لَكَ لَأَبَ لَكَ يَسْأَمِي. The poetrist says in a poetry, I am sick and tired of the obligations of this life, and whomsoever lives 80 years, may Allah not make your father live 80 years, is going to get sick and bored. May Allah will not make your father. I mean, it's like an awful wish to wish that your father lives 80 years. So may Allah, he's praying to Allah not to make your father live 80 years and suffer through these cycles of pain and suffering, and pain and suffering and worry, pain and suffering and worry, pain and suffering and worry. Then it's not, it's a circular infinity that we hate, and it's not infinity. When then it comes to boom, an end. And there are three things that Allah has put in Jannah. If He puts in Jannah, Jannah is not going to be fun anymore. The first thing is boring, getting bored. If Jannah is boring, like earth, then, I mean, what's the big deal? I mean, it's boring anyway. And then the second thing is that the end. Jannah is endless. This life is end. Because for those who love it, who not like the guy who's saying 80 years I'm sick and tired, because probably he's poor and suffering, the guys who are enjoying it saying, oh yeah, I want 80,000 years. So if you're from those kind of people, the news is, it's not going to be 80,000 years. Allah says, يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةً وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِحِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُعَمَّرُ. They wish to have 1,000 years of life. But after those 1,000 years are over, he's going to end up in an everlasting burning life and hellfire. And it is not going to save him from hellfire that he is living 1,000 years. So the example of the infinity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, it is easy to imagine. It is easy to comprehend. When it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, don't you dare to imagine how is the infinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think of the infinity of His creations so that you can comprehend His name Al-Wasi'. When it comes into the knowledge of Allah, it's infinity. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives you an example, illustrated example, visual example, so that you can see how infinite is His knowledge. Who knows these two examples? Actually, two verses in the Quran describing the same example of the knowledge of Allah. Just to wake you up. There are two, the example, if the trees on the earth are pens and the oceans are ink, the trees will run over and the ink, the oceans will run over before the knowledge of Allah translated into words will run over. So infinite number of knowledge. Visual example. Oh, okay, now I can see. Even the infinite small creation, we think that we reach to the smallest creation that Allah has created. And as we progress in our knowledge, we discover smaller and smaller. At the beginning, when we didn't have a microscope, we said, okay, the smallest thing is the grain of the sand. Is any less than the grain of the sand? That's the smallest thing. And then, when we discovered the microscope, we found that the grain of the sand is too big, man. Okay. Now we're saying the cell. The cell is the smallest thing. And then we discovered that there are nucleus inside the cell. Also said that the nucleus inside the cell is the smallest thing. And then when we invented the math, when we came up with math, now mathematically we can see the electrons and the neutrons of the atom. And then we said the atom is the smallest thing. Then today, with the nuclear energy, what do? We divide the atom. We hit the atom with an electron to divide it and release the energy in that keeps the atom together. And when this energy is released, boom, just like the how do we break the food from complicated chemical components into simpler components, and when we break them apart, we release the energy that put them together. The sun provides the energy that puts the components of the food together, and that energy is food. We eat it. When it is broken, we get the energy of the bond between them. We get it out. And this is the atomic power that we use to destroy today or to generate power, is by releasing that energy. So here we go. We have even broken the atom, the nucleus, the neutrons, the actual nucleus of the atom itself. And what do you think? Is that the end? No. Just wait. You will discover smaller and smaller. It's infinite, smaller and smaller and smaller. Now how about big? Allah says in Surah Al-Dhariyat, وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُسِعُونَ. We have built the skies with might and power, and we are musi'oon. Wasi'. Infinite. You know, scholars every day, they found, they were so excited, they found one galaxy. Then they found the second. Then they say, oh my God, this is just our galaxy. That is one galaxy out of 100,000 galaxies, 100,000 million galaxies. And then they found that in every galaxy there are 2 billion stars. You go to NASA website, you read these numbers. 2 billion stars in every galaxy. And so far we have discovered 100,000 galaxies. How many galaxies we can discover more? Allah knows better. And even the expansion of the universe, is the universe is continuously expanding. How do they find out that it's expanding? They went into, they said, they first of all defined the boundary of the universe to be the edge where the presence of material and the presence of energy disappear. So once you cross this boundary, you go into the non-existence. Of course, nobody can cross this boundary according to the verse in Surah Ar-Rahman. يَا مَعْشَرَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتُمْ أَنْ تَنْفِذُوا مِنْ أَقْطَارِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فَانْفِذُوا لَا تَنْفِذُونَ إِلَّا بِسُلْطَانِ. O you jinnkind and mankind, if you can go through the boundaries of heavens and earth, oh, show me. You will never be allowed to pass through these boundaries without permission from me, without special power given to you by me. And scholars have said that apparently the jinn have tried to cross these boundaries before and they couldn't. They have said that humans will reach a level of technology that they will also try to cross these boundaries and they won't be able to. Just they will fail just like the jinn failed into crossing these boundaries. So they define these boundaries as the boundary where the presence of energy and the material disappear. Yes, the clock. Yep, the clock. Where the energy ends. And then they have noticed that it has been continuously expanding. It is, and they have estimated, they say it is expanded by whatever million cubic light years per second. And it's infinitely expanding. What is after that? It's infinitely. Do you have to go beyond this boundary to reach the second sky? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows better. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه.
Sun and come back many times over.
Yeah.
That is from the human being itself. Like we have the DNA, Allah.
Yeah, subhanAllah, yeah. And look at even the human beings, you know, the shape of your thumbprints. Is it? It's infinite number of thumbprints profile. This is why the people who say about incarnation, they say that because they could not imagine the infinity. They could not imagine that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite and His creation is infinite. So they want to recycle the souls. Well, Allah can create infinite number of souls. So no, they say, no. There are limited number of souls and they recycle.
Yeah.
Well, do Allah recycle the shape of the thumbprint, which is a much easier example to comprehend? Do Allah recycles the DNA? No. If Allah doesn't recycle that, then why do you think is He going to recycle the souls? Which is, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, subhanAllah. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Kul qawli hadha wa astaghfiruh.
How are you, sir?